9. Let's get you caught up to date with triple team traffic. A little bit of an improvement out there, Andy Farnsworth.
It is. It's looking a little bit better in Utah County. It's not clear. It's still got delays. It's still going to take you longer than usual to get from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain. And now the delays go from Pioneer Crossing up almost to SR 92. Still have quite a bit of delay on SR 92 making your way over towards the freeway from a lot of traffic that instead of going over to their normal exit went up to SR 92 instead and are heading west toward the freeway. Redwood Road also backed up in between Lehigh's Main and 2100 North. Eric Butler.
Usually 11 minutes from Point of the Mountain up to the south interchange northbound on I-15. Add maybe two or three extra minutes to that due to some slowing at 114 South, and then further up the line at 90th South. There's actually more southbound delays as far as how long you're going to have to wait it out. This is 7200 South, that exit, as you move from Midvale down into Sandy. Further up the line as you go into downtown area, there are is some additional slowing as you move past 1300 South. Heather?
Traffic easing up southbound I-15, but you still have a few brake lights between Beck Street and 6 North Exit in Salt Lake. If you're on Redwood Road heading northbound trying to get onto I-80 going westbound, we've got a crash there. Looks like it's blocking the ramps, and you also have police on the right shoulder, so that may cause a little bit of delay on Redwood Road and I-80. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.